I'm Mike Bain from Christian Voice New Zealand. It's always a delight when your children or grandchildren come to you and they say, knock, knock. You immediately answer with, who's there? And the eye-rolling joke continues. It might come as a surprise that the silly knock-knock joke was once a popular parlour game for grown-ups, and it may have started in a drunken passage from William Shakespeare's Macbeth, where in Act 2, Scene 3, a drunken porter greets three imaginary guests in a long diatribe of musings. There are three knocks in the darkness. Porter asks, who's there in the name of Beelzebub? Here's the farmer that hanged himself on the expectation of plenty. The call-and-response style of humour then lay dormant like the plague. Luckily for the younger set, the knock-knock joke was dumbed down over the ensuing 300 years when, in 1900, it started to show up as an evening pastime of bored 20-somethings. That is, before the invention of other distracting amusements such as swing music, radio, television, video games, and smartphones. It still remains an innocent pastime, but I couldn't help but thinking that the game has returned in a more sinister fashion. Of late, it's part of our government's COVID response to the unvaccinated. According to them, COVID is seeking you out and is also on your doorstep. So knock knock, who's there? Fear and fearful messaging from the government who's supposed to make you safe when you sleep at night. Well, let's backtrack to the time when children were being encouraged to stay away from grandparents because the child may give them COVID and the grandparent might die. Look, I'm not making this stuff up. I couldn't. But this is part of the narrative we are continually hearing in our children and the vulnerable in our communities. As if it's not bad enough trying to prevent the devil from coming through your door, we are now hearing fear being brought to the door by the government. That is why it's important for parents to teach their children every day about love. We also need to teach them fear, not like the government type of fear, but a reverential fear. Yes, there are bad things outside our door, and we must teach our children about these things and how to deal with them. But above all, we must, as it is your custom, teach them daily about our loving Creator. Instead of the bogeyman coming to the door, let's teach them about the gifts of life that is promised in the Bible. Let's teach them about the best thing about knocking. In Matthew 7, Jesus says, knock at the door and it will be opened to you. But my favourite is in Revelation, where Jesus says, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I'll come in and eat with that person and they with me. This government can play its own knock-knock game of fear, but I don't know about you, but there's only one government I'll be opening the door to when it comes knocking, and that's the one promised in the Bible.
Thank you for listening. For more information, jump online to christianvoicenewzealand.com.